This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Tuned in on the last hour, at the very end, we were talking about speed running, and Johnson, you brought that up, which is the, challenge, if you will, of finishing a video game in as quick of a time as possible, preferably getting the record, you know, whatever the world record happens to be for that video game. And I mentioned the Mexican Runner, which is a YouTube channel. He is still in the process of uploading videos of him speed running through as many, or I guess the entire library of the NES catalog, which I think took him a few years, like 2 or 3 years of his life to accomplish, as I understand it. And so when we just came in back from the news break there, you heard a piano. That's because I'd actually pulled up his video and I forgot that I had it running, because he did... I was wrong. I thought it was maybe 20 or 30 hours to learn piano. There's one of these piano teaching games that they had for the NES where it actually came with a full-on electronic keyboard. So this must have been a very expensive game back in the day. So you get the Nintendo game and a full-on electronic keyboard that somehow plugs into the Nintendo. And then you have to play, you know, different pianists. What do you call them? Composers, compositions. You have to play through them in order to get through this game, to show that you've learned, because it's a teaching game, to show that you've learned how to play piano. He's never played piano before, so part of his goal was to get through all 700-plus Nintendo games, so he had to get through it's called the Miracle Piano Teaching System. And I remembered him doing dozens of hours, and so I just said 20 to 30. Well, it turns out it was more like 90 to 100 hours. He's got 10 videos in a series of him just playing this game for 9 hours at a time. And broke
play
up into
piano
10
now,
different...
though.
Yeah, I guess he can. It's just fascinating.
This is a better skill than be able to jump Mario.
That's
over
true.
Pipes and
level five.
Mushrooms and chomping plants.
Let's go to Ralph in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ralph.
Now, I would like to talk about the issue going on in Baltimore, Maryland right now. Okay?
What's going on in Baltimore?
You'd have the sniper case, and then you have, the situation of a black individual being slain, similar to what happened there in Portland, Oregon.
You're talking about the sniper case. You're talking about, Malvo?
Really, Malvo? Or
isn't it, he had one of his convictions overturned?
Right.
He didn't have the conviction.
Didn't
you have the, you have the black mayor, okay, who's not no different from Stephanie Rowling Blake. This is also a black woman. Now the mayor of that city, calling for landmark and statue, going back to the Confederate times being knocked down. Similar to what
she's talking about, Confederate landmarks being knocked down. I didn't know that Maryland was one of the southern states.
It was a slave state that stayed in the Union.
Huh.
So it was not Confederate.
Good evening, Mark. How are you?
Good evening, Ralph.
Okay. Similar to what we see happen in New Orleans. Now,
yes.
But, more to the situation regarding, the police being cleared by the
police. Just to clarify, you are against the taking down of the Confederate statues?
There are more, more pressing issues that this mayor can deal with, including the fact that black youth in Baltimore, Maryland doesn't have work. Doesn't have employment this summertime, okay? The law and order situation in Baltimore, Maryland leaves a lot to be decided, and I want to talk about the law and order situation there, okay? Because I happen to be in Baltimore, Maryland over the weekend of Memorial Day, okay?
Uh-huh. Okay.
And even around Johns Hopkins, you don't feel secure and safe no more, okay?
Around where?
Johns Hopkins. You don't feel secure.
Yes.
There are shitty character hanging around there. Okay? You definitely
CD characters. Just to be clear, you said CD characters, right?
Oh, sorry. I just wanted to make sure. I thought it was
Shifty.
CD. It sounded. It didn't.
No, I think you were right to drop that.
Yeah, it didn't sound like Shifty or CD, so sorry about that, Ralph. I think he knows better than that, so maybe he was saying some other word, but just to be safe, sorry about that.
There is
but
a language really. Barrier going on. Yeah. You know, I, when it comes to the Confederate statues, I am of the opinion that I can see why some people are upset about statues, right? Like, you know, this.
I want them to take down the statue to the north here in Keene.
Right. So everybody's
the war statue.
Everybody's got an axe to grind when it comes to these things.
Let's just take down all the war statues. How about that?
There would be still be something that was a monument to something else that people would, you know, be upset about that ultimately. No,
yeah, they didn't like it when somebody put a peace sign on the war statue here in
most of the war monuments and things that are put up are not put up by the government. Okay, in many cases they're put up by private organizations that use the government's land, and they get basically
take it down.
Area
go put it on your own property.
So I'm of the opinion that, look, put up a counter monument is what I think is probably best.
So like with the Satanic Temple, putting up the Baphomet statue in response to the Ten Commandments.
I think that it puts pressure on, because in the case of, the Ten Commandments out there, then you have to allow, you know, the Muslims, the Jews, and the Satanists to put up whatever they want to put up. And, you know, what they're going to put up may not be so publicly delightful.
Yeah.
So... yeah, I think that's a counter monument is probably the way to go on all these things. Is that way we're not seeing all this stuff. I don't like the idea of rewriting history. Okay, certainly slavery wasn't okay, but slavery's gone on since the agrarian revolution and before that. Slavery isn't anything
new. It's still an issue today.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So to suggest that the Civil War somehow encapsulates all of slavery is a complete rewrite of history. So, there you go.
All right, you can share your thoughts here toll-free, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. In the very beginning of the show, Johnson, you had brought in a story about Elon Musk, the CEO of Tesla, which is a motor company, but they're making batteries now and doing other stuff. So what is this has something to do with universal basic income?
Yeah.
Tell us more.
So he says that universal basic income, or an economic idea where everyone gets a paycheck from the government on to spend how they wish, is one of the only solutions to the rise of robotic automation. Automation on large scales will absolutely change everything. The going term right now is the rise of the post-scarcity economy. And, well, I know that sounds boring. It means that in the not-too-distant future, money won't matter and all of our economies will totally collapse. This is the author writing this way. And, yeah, I'm serious. Post-scarcity is something that we should all be able to at least kind of understand. Traditional economies work because things are rare. Food, for example, isn't infinite. If it was, it'd be free. Mm-hmm. After all, how could you charge for something that is unlimited, like air or the sun? There's no practical way to do that.
Right. So, the air and the sun, these would be non-scarce items, or at least not sufficiently scarce to charge for at this point.
Perry air.
They have oxygen bars.
They do, but that's not charging for air. That's charging for oxygen.
True.
Air isn't oxygen.
That's true.
Oxygen is in air at about 16%, right. 16 parts per 100. So, yes, I get it, but the idea that our economies will collapse sounds really terrible until you consider that an economy is a way to deliver scarce goods. Mm-hmm. When there are no longer scarce goods, then what? Who cares if there's an economy? Oh, right. My goodness, the sunshine economy has collapsed in America.
They go further into that. They say that's essentially why the Star Trek universe abandoned money. After you have replicators, which are basically magical boxes that make anything from anything.
They take pure
seconds,
energy and make things.
But they didn't have replicators in the first Star Trek, and they still didn't have money.
Well, they say stuff doesn't have intrinsic value. You can't control the supply or demand of anything because the demand is whatever and the supply is unlimited. In that system, you could already tell, nothing about traditional economics works. What's a supply and demand curve even mean under those circumstances?
Good question.
Yep, they say obviously humanity is a long way from replicators, and as a result, we won't have a true post-scarcity economy for a long time yet, but we are about to have a couple of major leaps forward.
All right, we'll hear more about that coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. And what is his solution? Universal basic income? Ugh, get into it. 855-450, free, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Get started at Dash.org. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help us create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org and get your own Dash wallet today. That's Dash.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tiffany Jenks was murdered October 8, 2013, at the age of 35, shot in the forehead by someone she did not know and had apparently only met that night shortly prior to her death.
Or so the Oregon police say.
Another mind control victim to the slaughter? Who really killed Tiffany Jenks? A story that won't go away. Read about it on Facebook at Tiffany Jenks Murder, spelled TiffanyJenks Murder.com.
TiffanyJenksMurder.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free, bring up what you want. 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Jonathan.
And Mark.
It is almost going to be Father's Day before you know it. We're, what, about a couple weeks out at this point?
Getting close.
From Father's Day.
Second Sunday in June.
And I'm excited to announce that Omaha Steaks is back on board with Free Talk Live because everybody knows dads love steak. Duh.
I love steak. I'm a dad. And yeah. We get, we of course, we have to test out everything that we recommend here on Free
yes.
Talk Live. I mean, by no means would we ever endorse a product that we wouldn't endorse a product that we hadn't tried out.
Yeah.
We have had Omaha Steaks last year and then yep. this year. And wow, isn't it great?
I'm so happy.
You know, a steak party on my grill.
Yeah, we can totally do that, Johnson. If you're willing to cook, I'm willing to provide.
Sure. I have the meat thermometer, the instant read thermometer, to get the steaks perfect.
And we do have the steaks still. We had last week, Renee
you
cooked
have
up
steaks
some,
in your house.
Renee cooked up some of the chicken fried steaks, which were
it
fantastic.
Was good.
So included in the special Father's Day offer from Omaha Steaks is, by the way, $49.99. You're going to get two tender mild filet mignons, two bold beefy top sirloins, four crispy chicken fried steaks, four juicy boneless pork chops, four all-beef Omaha steak burgers, four award-winning gourmet jumbo fries.
This is for 50 bucks.
That's right.
Yeah.
You get to pay shipping on top, but yeah. 12 ounces of all-beef meatballs, 1 pound of steakhouse fries.
Try running a tally of what this is going to cost you at the grocery store in your
head. Oh, yeah. Four made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets and one Omaha Steaks seasoning packet. Plus, you get four additional burgers for free. All of that, $49.99. We had, the last time we had them on, was it for last Father's Day? When was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think it was.
Every time I hear that, sorry, I've heard they're produced, like their yeah. radio spot that's like read by like a professional radio voice, like,
right.
like a Stephanie Murphy kind of
okay.
way. And that one dessert that they have with it.
The tartlets.
Poor caramel apple tartlets.
It's tartlets.
Just like, it's just so hard to hit.
They are tarty. Tartlets. I will tell you that.
Well, it's just such a
heard
fun word.
Tartlet too often.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
you have to punch those T's in order for them to, yeah. to understand what a tartlet is.
Yeah. So you get all of that meat and the tartlets and you know the fries. You get all of it for $49.99. It's 80% off their regular prices. Limited time offer for Free Talk Live listeners. Here's how you get it and get us the credit for it because you're going to hear this offer all over the radio. I mean these guys are huge as far as advertising is concerned. So if you want to make sure Free Talk Live gets credit for your purchase. You just type in FTL, like Free Talk Live, into the search bar. So at the top of omahasteaks.com. And, of course, you don't have to just get this package. They've got all kinds of options and food over there, including all the best cuts of beef, seafood, poultry, pork, veal, lamb, vegetables. They can load you up, and it's delivered straight to your door, and it's cold. It comes with dry ice, so they keep it nice and cold for you.
Yeah, you can do a little science experiment with it later.
That's part of the fun. omahasteaks.com. Use code FTL in the search bar. Select Free Talk Live, and you get the special offer. And people were raving about this last year, Mark, when we had our Free Talk Live amplifiers, they were saying they loved the deal and the product.
They should come back and advertise. You know, if they're not sticking around for a long time, they should come back absolutely and advertise right around Halloween because it seems like it would be a great. You could do the double buy. You buy your steaks, right, and then you have the dry ice. For your Halloween
there practice. You go.
You don't even have to make a second trip.
OmahaSteaks.com. Use code FTL to get the deals. We continue. You can bring up what you want. Elon Musk is what we're talking about right now with basic income, universal basic income. He's saying that's going to be a necessity in this so-called post-scarcity reality, which we're not to yet, but he's saying the giveaways, the welfare program here should start sooner rather than later. Go ahead.
Yeah, so there's a hyperlink here in this article. So it says, here is a list of all the places that robots are likely to steal jobs in the future. So there's a list here. If you go to geek.com, you find this article.
Driving.
Yep. The first one is, just account for self-driving cars, though, and you can take away as many as 20% of all jobs in one fell swoop.
All jobs.
The
wow.
transportation sector employs that many people.
Unbelievable.
But that's not the only industry that will get a job.
I don't think that UPS, how exactly is UPS going to have their job, or FedEx or whatever, taken away from them simply because the
they need a robot man.
It's not going to happen. I mean, that's not
soon.
Not immediately, no.
Yeah.
a drone that... Actually, they're already doing this with Amazon.
That's true.
Drones
delivery.
That pick up the package, fly off the truck, and go drop it somewhere.
They are talking about that.
You know, who knows? Maybe they'll have software that you know has a drone that looks for the number on somebody's door.
The FAA
and then drops it in front of the door.
Get that past the FAA.
Yeah, all that the numbers
doesn't need to fly very high to do that. It's, you know.
All those captchas that people have been putting in have just been programming the drone so they can find your house. You know, when they're trying to get you to identify the captcha letters, you're helping artificial intelligence when you do that, right?
Yeah.
That's the point of those things.
What's the point of the captcha letters? How does that help?
So you're identifying the letters and numbers that they present to you, and sometimes they're from street signs and, you know, pictures
right.
like
okay.
that. So
well,
you're teaching computer systems how to identify numbers.
Not all of them. That's the reCAPTCHA program that you're
okay.
talking about, which is Google's idea of using to read. And reCAPTCHA actually presents a... garbage word from a book that's like really poorly OCR, like the OCR wasn't able to figure out what it was, and then a real word from a book, and that's the one that's teaching it.
Oh,
the numbers
okay.
and symbols, it's not actually teaching anything to read. It's just
well, that you know of.
Looking for a robot. Well,
they could.
Maybe.
Anyway, go on.
They say that's not the only industry that will get a jolt. Many service industry jobs are easy to automate. That could wipe out tens of millions more jobs. Even if it takes 20 or 30 years, Musk rightly notes that no economy can sustain that. And while many of you might think that sounds like a bunch of leftist hippie BS, this is actually about as politically neutral as it gets. Again, think about it. Even if you have...
I'm thinking about it. There were huge... the Industrial Revolution upended many jobs. And over time, it was in a longer stretch of time, but, you know, things changed dramatically. But... because it was before you would ever consider universal basic income and society being mature in that way, we don't know what would humans what are humans going to be able to provide in an economy where there's self-driving cars or whatever.
Well, they say here, even if you have 30 or 40% unemployment, and then the economy, as we've traditionally structured it, has nothing to do but collapse. If that many people are unemployed, they won't have enough to buy anything, really.
But it's a post-scarcity economy. What are you going to be buying? I mean, in the world where 3D printers create solar panels that will power your house and create all the plastic crap you'd buy at Walmart, that basically all you're attempting to do is get food, and if you have enough land, then you can grow that too. Exactly what do you need the money for in this post-scarcity
society? Well, build things. I mean, this is not a post-scarcity economy that we're talking about.
He's talking about getting
post-scarcity.
There, right? Isn't this article about getting to the post-scarcity?
Right.
And his claim is that this is somehow necessary in order to bridge the gap.
Right.
Is the idea?
I guess. That would be the idea, I think.
I think the idea of creating a welfare program for what might happen is absolutely ridiculous.
Well, right, because he is presuming that people will be so uninventive as to not know what to do if their jobs are replaced. And while there certainly are going to be plenty of people who will complain about their emotional, whatever it was we were talking about earlier. What was it? Emotional?
Labor.
Labor. There are going to be plenty of people who are creative and coming up with new ideas all the time. People are good at coming up with new ideas. More coming up here, but we'll talk more. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial on in toll free here and bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Universal basic income is the proposal from Elon Musk in a story that you've been sharing with us here, Johnson. Now, what you've been reading has been the article's author, right?
Yes.
Not so much quotes from Musk.
Correct.
But Musk is supposedly behind this idea of a welfare check going to every single American, probably beyond some sort of age, some arbitrary age, I would imagine. I don't know if they're going to send welfare checks to small children, but maybe when you turn 18, you start, or 16, or you start working or something like that, they give you this universal basic income. We haven't actually heard the details on the proposal itself, just more justifications for why this concept should exist. And I haven't really, I don't know, there's more to the story, right?
I don't think that there is any kind of a set proposal yet.
Okay.
You know, in terms of, you know, this, I mean, it would be extremely complicated to implement.
They're attempting to do it in Norway, right. Giving about, I think it's $1,500, $1,200,
Sweden
something like that.
Or something like that.
I think it's Norway.
Yeah.
They're attempting it in one small area. We're going to see if this works here. I mean, it doesn't take a social scientist.
So all the bums are going to move in.
It doesn't take a social scientist to figure out that if that humans do largely what they're incentivized to do, I mean, I would go so far as to say almost entirely what they're incentivized to do.
Sure.
But that's a bit of a cynical view. So I'll go ahead and I'll back off of it, and I'll just say largely, or at least somewhere around half of what they're incentivized to do. And, you know, if you make their incentives to that they get a basic income, then some of them are going to choose not to be productive, that they're going to say that. And I guess, you know, what drug us out of the slime was productivity, the need to eat, the need to have a roof over your head. And I would go so far as to make the sexist statement that women complaining to men about having better things is what drug us out of the slime, right? I think that this is, you know, they can really claim that we might have built the tall buildings, but they made us do it, you know. And, I'm baffled by the notion that what they call modern humans have been around for 200,000 years, but the agrarian revolution only occurred 10,000 ago. What were those guys? What kind of magic did they have for their women for that 190,000 years to
stop the bear from attacking?
I guess that's what it was. I don't know. Anyway, off on my tirade.
Yeah.
I think that we need incentives. Now, in a post-scarcity society, I'm very interested in what those incentives would look like. Very, very interested.
Yeah.
But I've got to say that I don't think I'm frightened at the notion of young people not having the incentives of sort of need and want in order to get out there in the world and, you know, do work. I guess I'm a Calvinist from this sort of traditional standpoint in that I believe that work is what makes us good.
Hmm. Well, they say idle hands do the devil's work.
I think that, you know, you learn to be a nice person by dealing with customers and people that are, you know, getting money from or, you know, giving money to and that kind of thing. You learn how to deal with people best by dealing with them sort of a retail situation.
All right. So, Johnson, let's hear, you want to share more about this?
Sure, yes.
And then we'll get to a welfare recipient.
Rehash a second here. So, again, think about it. If you have 30 or even 40% unemployment, then the economy, as we've traditionally structured it, has nothing to do but collapse. If that many people are unemployed, they won't have enough money to buy anything, really. That, in turn, shatters the demand for goods, and then everyone else suddenly becomes unemployed. If this happens, inflation is screwed, money has no meaning, and the entire system we've created would utterly cease to function. Most plans for universal basic income start by suggesting tax robots. The goal here is to replace revenue lost from the mass numbers of unemployed, and it keeps coming in from the bots. Plus, this is still a net gain for businesses.
Taxing the robots.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Plus, this is still a net gain for businesses. They get money flowing into the pockets so that people can keep spending and even conservative.
So, hold on a second. This whole idea of taxing robots, it's like.
Well, wait. Let me finish the sentence here so that you can understand the concept here, because let's get the whole concept out. So, again, the goal here is to replace revenue lost from the mass numbers of unemployed and keep it coming from the bots. Plus,
that's
this is still a net gain for the businesses. They get money flowing into the pockets so that people can keep spending. And even conservative estimates suggest that robots will be able to pay for themselves dozens of times over, so companies won't really be losing any money there either, is the idea.
Oh, I understand. I'm glad you were able to put it out there. But you know, the idea here is that the government needs to get the same revenue, right? That's the promotion
right.
of this concept of tax the robots, because the idea is if the human
beings...
We need
government to take care of everything because we can't provide things with user services or user fees.
So the idea behind taxing the robots is, well, if you replace a full warehouse full of workers, of human workers, with a warehouse full of robots, now all of a sudden none of those people are paying income tax anymore. They're all working somewhere else or unemployed, and so therefore we're taxing the robots that are working there as though they were actual human beings gets the government to have the same amount
of
money coming in.
We can't replace government jobs with robots.
Well, let me ask you.
We need to have bureaucrats.
Oh, the bureaucrats won't
jobs.
Stand for that. Yeah.
And they've got unions that are powerful enough to stop it. The only thing you're going to have is a country full of bureaucrats. Everybody's going to be working you know, bureaucratic positions. You know, the government's going to provide Stone Age service in the space age. As you would expect. I mean, what would you expect anything less? Now, is there an industry that we can look at that has had, a tremendous amount, maybe 80% of its personnel replaced by robots right here in the United States that we can look at and examine what it's done to the economy.
Of course.
Is that possible?
Yes.
Oh, so there is. What's that industry?
Automotive?
Manufacturing, automotive, yeah. automotive manufacturing and these sorts of things. I mean, like 80% of their workers have been either outsourced or turned into robots,
mm-hmm.
and the robots are extraordinarily effective. And you have to look back a couple of decades to see the curvature, the change, and that sort of thing. But the United States, A, is manufacturing more domestically than it ever has in its history.
No kidding.
Yes. And B, it's still the most vibrant economy in the world. Huh. Maybe we can handle this whole robot future. Just saying.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things that, you know, we've been reading Economics in One Lesson slowly on our Sunday night show. We've been kind of doing a book review, a book club on that. And one of the things they point out in there is when you displace people, so let's say the people that were working in those automotive manufacturing places, they lose their job, get replaced by a robot. Well, now this talented, skilled person can go out there and do something else. But yet those things are still being made. So that's why the economy, you know, has gotten better, because they can put their talents into something else while the thing that they used to do is now being handled by a robot, so they can create something new from whatever it was that remained there. From new ideas, from existing things, by combining new ideas with those existing things and natural resources. And so that's why I'm not on board with the idea that there's going to be this 30 or 40% unemployment. As long as the market is relatively free, and that means that businesses would be free to create jobs and businesses would be free to exist and, you know, be made and you know, created and ended and that sort of thing. And it's not a free market here, but even if it's a relative free market, you shouldn't have unemployment like that. And I guess the idea is that the robots in this robotic computerized future will be so prolific that new ideas wouldn't come forth that don't involve robots. That's the fear here, right? That every new idea, every new concept, you could just do with robots and you wouldn't need humans to do anything anymore. That's the fear. That's where all this is coming from.
I mean, if robots become cheap enough, then yeah, I guess that's the case. But I still think that we're a ways off with people. I mean, have you tried to deal with, say, an on-the-phone robot? You know, this is the Free Talk Live automated answering service. Just state what you'd like. I want to get on the radio. We'll be on. Well, we'll put you right through to a sales associate immediately. I don't want to talk to a sales associate. I want to go on the radio.
It's going
to
get better.
Accounting is waiting for your call.
Right, we're coming up here.
Like that.
Yeah, 855-450-3. Well, it's like that now. 855-450-3733. Is there something to this fear? It's Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The 300 Blackout is an incredible rifle, and Infidel Body Armor is giving one away in just a few days. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter. Hi, I'm Chad, the owner of Infidel Body Armor. I want you to be prepared. So not only am I giving away a rifle, I'm offering sweet deals on armor, smoke grenades, night vision, and other gear you need to survive the coming collapse. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can dial on in toll free here. And you can bring up anything you want. Universal basic income. Some people are saying that this is somehow going to solve the problem between now and the post-scarcity society. We can talk more about that, and you can also bring up what you want. Also, do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. They have recently reported that Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. And to many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. If there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover those fees, those become virtually unspendable. And right now, there are millions of dollars of Bitcoin in wallets like that all around the globe that you can't spend due to this fee issue. So hopefully that's going to get worked out. But if you want to know the latest on that, go to news.bitcoin.com. They're following it very closely there. That's news.bitcoin.com. Johnson, is there more to share here from this story? Let's do that, and then we'll get to an actual welfare recipient and see if we can get her opinion on this.
Okay. Well, it says, this is a set of ideas, and again, this is from the author, that I've tossed around with friends for a while. Unless something huge changes, this is probably the only viable solution. It keeps most markets and corporations intact while still working with the complex reality posed by infinite labor from bots. It's weird to think, but honestly, Musk is almost certainly on spot here, or spot on here. We will, of course, have some time to adapt to this. But it's something we should start familiarizing ourselves with now. Robots can replace you. No, your job is not safe, not even if you're a doctor or a lawyer. There's a great video from YouTuber CGP Gray above in this article here that runs through the best case scenarios here, and honestly, it's not good. Essentially going through the scenarios of you know, how this could play out in terms of the changing economy from infinite, you know, labor from robots. And I don't know. I mean, I guess I would throw out there, you know, as I thought about this, as, you know, a little bit myself, and I can't really come up with a transition to something else here from the kind of economic system that we have now to anything that works without, I don't know, what government force. Could you maybe some sort of blockchain-based system where if you just opt in, you get money somehow from...
But this still doesn't work. I mean, the universal basic income is just inflation, right? That's all it is. It's just we're going to give a bunch of people a bunch of money and say that that's somehow going to paper over whatever the problems the economy is having. And it's just, I'm sorry, that just doesn't fly. You're just going to increase the money supply. You're going to increase, as a result, prices.
What's
this is
the
classic
solution, then?
Inflation. I don't know,
but I bet... Solution.
Yeah, I mean,
the other solution is everybody dies.
No, it's not that solution. Come on, that's ridiculous.
Right.
Okay, so the in this world that robots are beginning to work, not the one where they're actually we're in the post scarcity economy, but in the economy where we're transitioning into the post scarcity economy, where the post labor scarcity economy exists, I guess, then prices would necessarily plummet. Right?
That's a good point. So you don't have to pay personnel.
Personnel costs are gone. You know, there's no vacation time. There's no insurance. There's, workers' comp.
So money goes farther for
money
poor
goes
people.
Significantly farther. So people need to work less so they can open their own businesses. And I don't care if they're doing shoe shines on the streets or, whatever it is that they're doing, but they need, you know, $6,000 a year goes, significantly farther than $24,000 a year did.
That's a strong argument right there.
That's because I do this economics thing.
Yeah, well, this is also presuming you've got the presumption that, you know, government force isn't needed to step in to force these companies. And again, I don't think government force would be needed. I think competition could be needed. But this is something that could happen very, very quickly. In other words, this economic shift could happen very, very quickly. So can the forces of competition act fast enough?
Yes. Look at gas prices. Gas prices fluctuate on a daily basis in many cases when things are volatile. Some cases they'll stay the same for a week. But you've got websites called GasBuddy.com and things like that allow you to track this stuff. So absolutely, when your competition...
I'm not talking about just gas, though. You're talking about pumping prices for everything.
I am talking about that. Yes, right. And the marketplace can react as it does with gas prices in anything.
Okay.
Pizzas, whatever it is. When your competition, look at the grocery store marketplace. Every week there's a new circular out saying, hey, we've got this loss leader in beef or lobsters or grapes or whatever it is, and then the other grocery stores around. You can believe they're combing through the circulars of every grocery store seeing where they've got to compete.
I like your point about the pizza. You know, let's look at pizza, right? So you walk into Domino's today, downtown Keene, and there's going to be a bustling staff of people in there. They're making pizzas. There's people delivering them. You know, they've got a staff of however much in any given time right there. And if you can cut all that staff out, right now, their large pizza in Keene, New Hampshire, you walk in, you walk out with a large pizza for $7.50. And
that's
if they don't have to pay,
right,
and
one topping,
and that's them paying all that staff and still making a profit on that pizza. If they can cut, well, of course they're making a profit on the pizza.
Yeah, I don't know that necessarily.
It's
it could
cheap
be a long
to make a pizza. It's some cheese and some bread and a little bit of sauce, right, and then whatever the top.
I don't run a pizza company.
And then you cut that whole staff out. You might be able to deliver a pizza with a drone for $2.
Right. Okay. So prices fall. Money goes farther. Now, I still have to ask you, though, what are the people who have had their jobs completely replaced? What are they going to do if they don't have skills and they can't acquire the skills to build robots quickly enough?
Well, what
do
people
do
now
that don't
have skills? What do people who don't have skills do now?
Work at Domino's.
They go to school and they get more skills.
If they can afford to go to school.
Right now,
what a lot of people do is they go to the government and go on welfare.
Well, they get handouts.
Well, they're not going to have to go to school in the future because you're going to be able to effectively learn on your own through, you know, the internet. Right now, you can do that. You can go learn whatever you want to.
If you have a computer.
Which almost everyone is going to
have. Most people have some access to it. I mean, sure.
Yeah. There's the library.
Sure. The library, again, being, you know, a socialist resource that's surviving.
I understand we have not managed to eliminate government funding of things, right. And if we did, we would drive prices down and competition mm-hmm. up to the point that we probably would even have, you know, better situations.
You could
here.
Eliminate the library's funding tomorrow, and people would step up.
What
to
about
support
panhandling?
It.
Wait a minute, folks. What about panhandling? I mean, you know, you could stand on the street and get the kind of money it takes to go to, you know, to get a pizza.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's true.
You know.
Yeah. Let's go to Sarah. She knows a thing or two about getting handouts. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, you know what? I think that they should do universal handouts like you guys. Of course. You know why? Because there was a man that broke into the back of the news station here, I think Channel 7.
Really?
And they had to, yeah, they yesterday or this morning, yesterday, yeah.
What, do you think he was going to get a job if he broke in?
No, I think he wanted to strangle them while they were on the TV.
Oh, my.
Because they lied so much, and then it's all fake news. He got probably fed up with it. I'm trying to find out more about it, what station.
That doesn't sound like a good plan.
I'm trying to figure out who it was. It was probably one that was denied the handout, probably applied for disability 3 times and still homeless.
Here's what would help you. If you actually had an Internet access, you could just look it up like I think Johnson just did.
Yes. An Albuquerque news station had to delay its Saturday night newscast after a man breached into the back room of the station and tried to enter the building just as it was about to start.
Did they did they identify him?
So there was no news for 30 minutes, but I'm for this, you know, taking care of everybody.
Why didn't they go live? They have all these cameras. You've got a psychopath breaking into the news station.
Yeah. Like these people don't know anything about news.
They don't want to make real news.
What's the news? That he's frustrated. He's throwing them around like a rag doll, you know, in front of the TV. But here's the thing. If Donald Trump sets 1 foot in state
I mean, you
want to
talk about viral video right there. You've got some psycho coming in with a machete or something like that. And
apparently he was right. They don't want to make any real news.
Yeah, but it's all fake news. Nobody knows there's a mayoral election because nobody watches the news. And if you watch the news, they don't tell you anything about the mayoral election.
Yeah, nobody wants to watch the damn news anyway.
Local elections are pathetically attended in every metro across the United States. It isn't
Albuquerque
by any stretch of the imagination.
Nobody cares anywhere, Sarah.
Local, you know, sadly, news has gotten national, and people care about the national stuff. Donald Trump has far less to do with your life than the mayor does.
Yeah, even though he's meaningless almost.
But, you know, people don't know who to vote for. They don't know which mayor's crooked and which one's not, or which one's less crooked than the other.
Right. You're not going to get an honest shake from the news channels either.
Right. I mean, you certainly, the parties are both so corrupt, you can't just vote for one or the other and know that you're getting a good one.
So, out of time for tonight, but Johnson, you'll send that link to me for this story about Elon Musk, and I will take that and put it on our Facebook and Twitter so you can dig in a little deeper into this, because this is a discussion we're going to continue to have, right? As robots become more prolific in our lives, this fear about what will things be like as robots take over more jobs will become more and more, you know, pronounced, and so we'll definitely be revisiting this, I'm sure, in the future. See you tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. And don't forget to amp the show for $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. You get some cool perks.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.